Let's now come into our sitting meditation, taking good care of our postures. Feeling into body sitting in an erect and dignified way. Remember that shoulder rolling we did at the beginning, rolling the shoulders up, back, and down. And gently softening the shoulder muscles down the arms to the fingertips. And gently let the chest lift as the shoulder blades flatten to the back. And let your eyes be soft and downwards. And just feel with interest and friendliness this body sitting just as it is. See if you can feel into that unconditional support of the earth. Beginning to notice breathing wherever it's easy for you to feel it. Perhaps allowing for some nice full breaths. And then letting the breathing subside and just be however it is. And yoke your awareness to breathing, to be in the present moment. Very simple. Bringing the attention back again and again as it wanders, as a gift to ourselves, a kindness. In troubled times, the mind can be very busy and restless. Can we just take good care of it? And just give it a chance to settle. As we settle more and more into the silence and the stillness, our attention can deepen. And we can really feel into the flow of life. letting it be known by this simple noticing. Recognizing and allowing any experiences, thoughts, and emotions, sensations as they show. You might make a little mental note. And if there are dark places that are showing, let them be here. Let the darkness show in the light of awareness. As we notice these different offerings from the mind, the heart, the body, we can really notice how they change. We notice the pleasant comes and goes. The unpleasant also comes and goes. It's changing. And this is so helpful. During difficult times, to notice things change. And as you feel ready, you might care to let your awareness expand and take in the whole body, breath and body as a whole together. And open into all of the changing sensations, the whole flow of life as it shows. Recognizing and allowing all of it, the light and the dark, the pleasant. pleasant and the unpleasant. Notice what happens if you just deepen your attention in the silence and stillness. Deepen your attention into what's showing. Open with don't know mind, the wonder of a child. And watch, as a child would, how things change. They're moving. And in a moment, we will deliberately invite in a difficulty. We'll allow ourselves to deepen our attention into some small point of darkness. So it might be something that has been showing repeatedly, a challenging thought, emotion, sensation. It might be a life situation that's been going on. It might be the stress and fear and discomfort and confusion and loneliness of dealing with COVID, dealing with the pandemic. So take a moment to notice what you'll work on. Allowing that you recognize it and you're going to really allow it to be here. Just begin by naming it and affirming that you'll allow it to be here. If you feel you need to ground first more in the body, by all means. So we're working with our acronym, GRAIN, grounding, recognizing, allowing. And we'll go on in a moment. Don't take it on anything too big. Take good care of yourself with this. and a little encouragement from Pablo Neruda as we begin to investigate this difficulty, this point of darkness. If each day falls inside each night, there exists a well where clarity is imprisoned. We need to sit on the rim of the well of darkness and fish for fallen light with patience. So can we do this? Can we sit on the rim of the well of darkness, this difficulty? And now the eye of rain, investigating it. Noticing the thoughts, the emotions. And where too you may have felt it, you are feeling it in the body. You might notice there's one spot in particular where you're really feeling it in the body. This is where we primarily do our investigation with a don't know mind. Can we open to the mystery? What is this? What's happening here? Notice how the sensations, the experiences are changing. The darkness isn't always dark, especially when we shine the light of awareness upon it. And at any point, bringing the N of rain into play. The N for nurturing, hand to the heart, or elsewhere. Or the N of rain that really affirms, oh, it's not always so. This is not all of who I am. This is simply nature rolling on. Not separate. I'm not separate from the sufferings of others. This is my slice. And we all suffer. And so taking a few more moments with your rain grain practice, knowing you'll be able to make some notes about it later in the day. Let go of there being a particular outcome. Most things we have to work with many times before we see some shift, or before the shift is illuminated. And then allow yourself to come back and feel into breath and body. and just resting here. Opening to the whole flow of life. And now, as promised, the other part of Kahil Gibran's reading on joy and sorrow. And he writes, "They are inseparable. Together they come. When one sits alone with you at your board, remember that the other is asleep upon your bed. You are suspended like scales between your sorrow and your joy. Only when you are empty are you at standstill and balanced. When the treasure keeper lifts you to weigh his gold and silver, needs must your joy or your sorrow rise or fall." And so we sit in stillness and silence, opening with wonder to the mystery, and seeing that the darkness is transformed through the alchemy of awareness. A sense of some light shining through this darkness, whatever it may be.